Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. The Columbus County Sheriff's Office and Animal Protective Services have identified the woman who allegedly claimed she was an APS employee. The woman's name has not been released. Callers to the Sheriff's Office and APS claimed the woman was threatening to shoot dogs at a home in Columbus County. Cleanup is continuing after flash flooding hit Whiteville and Chadburn on Sunday and Monday. A coastal storm dumped from 6 to 9 inches of rain across Columbus County over the weekend. Virtually all of the town of Chadburn was flooded on Sunday night, where 9 to 12 inches of rain was reported, and several businesses along Fraser and Pecan Streets in Whiteville had more than a foot of water inside. The North Carolina Division of Emergency Management is currently assisting Whiteville and Chadburn with damage estimates. Columbus County deputies recovered 70 shell casings from a reported drive-by shooting on Clyde Norris Road on Friday. Witnesses described two males and one female subject who stopped in the roadway and fired multiple shots. The suspect vehicle was later identified as a gray Dodge Charger spotted at a Brunswick County homicide on Friday. The incident is currently under investigation. North Carolina legislators will return to session this week to draw new congressional district lines. President Donald Trump asked all Republican-dominated states to redraw districts to strengthen GOP candidates in the wake of California's move that will strengthen Democrats in that state. State Democrats have suggested the new lines will once again cause Democrats to sue for new districts. The North Carolina Wildlife Resource Commission is asking for information about sightings of armadillos. The invasive armored possums have been confirmed in much of the state. You can go to ncwildlife.gov for a map showing sighting locations and to find out how to submit your own report. A local man is wanted after allegedly punching his mother with a chain wrapped around his fist. The woman called 911 after her son became angry, threatened others in the home, and assaulted the woman. She sustained a laceration to the head. The suspect is currently being sought by law enforcement officers. The Lake Waccamaw Depot Museum will unveil its historic plaque on August 17th at 10 a.m. The plaque is being presented by the Reuben Brown House Preservation Society. Everyone is welcome to attend. World Singing Day is coming up on October 18th at Lake Waccamaw. Participants need only show up at the Depot Museum at 11 a.m. The World Singing Day will be observed in 24 nations and 42 locations in the U.S. this year. Lake Waccamaw is the only place hosting this event in North Carolina this year. For more information on the event, you can visit worldsingingday.org. Holiness Tabernacle Church of Tabor City will be having a fish plate sale on October 17th. Plates are $10 each and will include fish, baked beans, slaw, bread, and a dessert. If you'd like to purchase tickets, you can contact Robert Neely or Tim Bass via Facebook. Proceeds will go towards helping support the church. Baldwin Branch Missionary Baptist Church Food Pantry will be open on Saturday, October 25th from 9 to 11 a.m. The clothing closet hours are from 8 until 10 a.m. Both ministries are located at 4047 NC 242 Highway South, Elizabethtown, and are open to the public. New Life Community Church will hold a special music and worship service October 25th at the Tractor Supply parking lot in Whiteville. There'll be free hot dogs starting at 5 p.m. and candy bags for the kids. The service starts at 6 p.m. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now at 800-260-5499. That's 800-260-5499. 800-260-5499.